It's called The X Factor, a new reality show singing contest from Fox that will be hosted by former American Idol judge Simon Cowell. Auditions began this weekend right here in Los Angeles, and joining us live, none other than Simon Cowell, who is the man I think is the only person I've ever talked to that has actually more money than the Bank of England.
Not quite. How are you guys?
Well, we're very fine, thank you. So what are you looking for this weekend?
Well, we're looking, as always, for stars. We're looking for people who are interesting, and maybe a different type of contestant this year, somebody who's going to reflect what's happening in the charts today. And that's really the, you know, the point of why I'm doing these interviews at the moment, is just to spread the word out, what the rules are, why you should audition, what you win. But I'm excited now. I mean, this has been months in the making, and we're now a couple of days away from our first open audition, so it's good.
Speaking of interesting, I hear that Paula could still be a judge.
It's a possibility. I mean, we've kind of, everybody who we've seen, it's all been leaked, not intentionally, so it's no secret who we're talking to. And in true fashion on any of our shows, nobody can make their mind up or agree on anything.
You know, of course, that you are the controversy that always stirs the pot on these shows. You create the buzz. Ultimately, it all comes down to what did Simon say or what did Simon do, whether it was on American Idol or whether it was on X Factor. And I've seen X Factor in the UK. I was there during the whole Jedward meltdown. You know, what is it about Simon Cowell that you try to bring to the show that creates the controversy and the buzz?
Well, thank you. I like to think that the shows that we're involved in are fun, hopefully controversial, and at the same time, you can launch a star off the back of it. But I try and be as open-minded as possible, and on this particular show, which is why we decided to bring it to America, we've essentially just ripped up the rule book and said if you're 12 years old, 112 years old, or in any type of vocal singing group, you get a chance to audition. And in addition to that, and I've never done this before, we're going to give the winner not just a recording contract, but $5 million, which is a lot, and these kind of deals just aren't given out anymore. We've done that to try and attract as much talent as we possibly can to make this show interesting.
Yeah, I mentioned Jedward, and I'm not going to get into all of that, but let me just put it this way. I was there. I saw the whole thing that happened. There was a great deal of controversy about it. You were accused of fixing the show, and even then, Prime Minister Gordon Brown got caught up in it and had to make comments about this.
Well, yeah, it was two guys, twins, who were called John and Edward, and they were called Jedward. And I didn't vote them off the show when I could after we went. There's a process on the show where we have a sing-off, and then it goes to deadlock, and then it's revealed who the public had in the bottom. They weren't in the bottom. I got blamed for it, and for 3 or 4 days, I literally could not open a newspaper. Later, I read some of the headlines, and I think the front page was, "Is this the most hated man in the world?" And for a week, I was. And then, as you said, it got debated in Parliament. But in a way, I kind of like that because at least it makes it interesting.
So here's my challenge for Simon Cowell when X Factor comes to the United States. Do something so outrageous, something so controversial that Barack Obama is compelled to make a statement about it.
Do you know what? That will be our challenge year one. I promise you we will do our best.
I have no doubt. Okay, auditions this weekend here in Los Angeles. It's going to be huge. And when's the actual opening date for the show?
The show opens in September. And as you said, this weekend at the LA Sports Arena, Saturday is registration day, and Sunday is when you actually get to sing in front of the producers and the record label representatives. So we're still about 5 or 6 months away from the show airing.
Well, it's always fun. You always make it interesting for us, and we look forward to talking with you when the show is up and running right here.
And I look forward to being in lots of trouble.
You will be. I have no doubt.
Exactly.
Okay. Simon, good to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. Simon Cowell there, X Factor, coming to a station near you.
And he sounds so pleasant. Why do people dislike him?
I don't know.